We're going to skip around to different, we're going to skip, not from front to back, back to front, but to skip some of the pieces that are really included in later pieces in a more direct and comprehensive way. So go to Oz Dalet. Turn to Oz Dalet. In my thing, it's page Yud Zayin, but I don't know the smaller ones where it is. But Oz Dalet. You see, Ha'adam? Because the one who did this Likud, the one who put it together, will have sometimes three or four Torahs that are the same inyan, that in one we'll put it all together and we can learn that one instead of going through. This way we can try to cover more ground. Ois Dalet. Rav Kook, of course, does not bring any sources, any Ma'ar Mekaymis. That's one of the difficulties in learning his Torah. What we're going to learn here, of course, is deeply, deeply rooted in the Svarim HaKadosha. And the Mechaber, actually, in the back, I don't think it's in the small one, but in the hardcover, in the large one, there's a whole section here that's beginning of page Shin Pei Hei on the subject of Lahamin Bechayev, to believe in one's life. It begins from Sichas Aran, Mishmar Btzadik, Lukutam Aran, many, many places. Savos HaRivosh, from the Baal Shem Tov, the Tanya, from the Rebbe Bunim Peshischa, on this Inyan. It's all very, very much rooted in the Svarim HaKadoshim, which Rav Kook, of course, knew all of the Svarim HaKadoshim inside out. Ha'odam ha'yosha tzarech lahamin b'chayev. Ha'odam ha'yosha, a person who is yosha. Yosha here, of course, is not talking about honesty. It means when a person is well, spiritually, emotionally well. Yasha. When things are functioning correctly in a person. Ha'adam ha'yasha, because the Pasuk says, Ha'lekim osa es ha'adam yasha. Ha'lekim osa es ha'adam yasha. Hashem has well created us. Yasha. Of course, things, the hema bikshu cheshbonis rabim, is that over time, through influences, outside influences, other things, that the yashuas, unfortunately, gets lost, and there are some curves, changes that take place. But ha'adam ha'yasha tzarech lahamin b'chayev, an ideal state. Ha'adam ha'yasha tzarech lahamin b'chayev. He has to believe in his life. Now, I once gave a long shiur about that. I don't remember if it was here. But ha'adam ha'yasha tzarech lahamin b'chayev. What does that mean, lahamin b'chayev? It's very connected to Chanukah. Laham b'chayev, to believe in, like, you know what it means to believe in Hashem is Baruch. In Sikkas HaTzadik, the Tzadik has a similar lashon. Tzarech laham b'atzma, to believe in himself. And there, Tzadik says, Tahainu, he has to believe Sheyesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esik Imo, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is always involved in his life, constantly tuned into his life. Here, Rav Kook says, "Adam Yosha Tzarech Lahamin B'Chayev Kloma." So he explains, "Sheyamin B'Chayei Atzmo V'Har Yeshosov Aholchos B'Derech Yeshara Miyisod Nafsha Sheim Tovim V'Yeshara." To believe in oneself means to trust that the deepest, most instinctive feelings, emotions, and thoughts that you have are be'etzem, are essentially tovim v'yishar, are good and upright. And that they are going in a straight way, in a straight path. That doesn't mean that a person can never doubt himself. That's absurd. And that doesn't mean that we're not filled with all kinds of mistakes and so on. But if one is never able to trust the instincts of who he is be'etzem, and allows himself to become confused and feel the need to impersonate other people because he doesn't believe in his life, when I was your age, there was one of the chevra who both of his parents were very famous surgeons. He did not want that. He didn't really speak to the parents about it. He was doing the whole pre-med thing. It was a terrible situation. Just terrible, terrible situation. And his parents didn't believe in his life. His life was not their life. He had his own life. It's not a matter just of profession. Whether you do this to make money, do that to make money. It's a misunderstanding of the etzem of who the person is. Sometimes you'll have somebody, you have a certain personality, and you're with a group of friends, or you're the one particular friend who you really are close to, and without really noticing it, you just have started to imitate that person. It's a very common thing. It's not you. It's not you. You start to impersonate, to imitate. It could be very, very subtle. Ideas, concepts, emotions, and so on, to be influenced, to be affected by others. Of course, all of life is about learning. There's no question that it's a sign of a person's greatness to take advantage, to learn from others. Halomid mikol adam is a very, very great midah, to learn from everybody, but not to become the other person. It means that you believe in the holiness, the straightness, the goodness of the essential essence of who you are. You believe in that, even though you've seen yourself act up. Nobody knows better than ourselves how terrible we could be. We know that. And you could, God forbid, begin to believe. It could be that you've been hearing your teacher saying to you, you're no good, you're no good. And God forbid, you could have a parent saying, you're no good, you're no good. And over time, you could begin to think that you're no good. A lot of the tsaros in the world come from those upbringings of you're no good. And at some point, that child stopped believing in himself. Believing in oneself, we're not talking about that. I believe in myself that if I really wanted to play center field on the Yankees, I could do it. But the answer is no, you can't. You're some little Jew, and you're not going to get that job, and you can't do it anyway. You're not a good athlete. That's okay. That's not who you are. And it's okay for someone to say, no, that's not what you should have said, but I thought I'm supposed to believe in myself. You just say, yeah, you know, that's ridiculous. That's okay, because that's not himself, a center fielder on the Yankees. It's not who he is. But when somebody starts to tamper with who you are, be'etzem, and if you begin to tamper with who you are, be'etzem, that's, of course, where all the depression, all the anxiety, all the anger, all the hatred comes from. Not believing in the other, not believing in oneself. The essence of oneself. I'm talking about a person has demyanis, you see. What he wants to do for, you get some girls. She says, I want to grow up and be a Hollywood actress. Demyanis, but in the etzem of who the person is, you can't tamper with that, because then there's a danger that you're going to destroy the person. You're going to destroy yourself. Hadam Yeshu Tzarech Laham and Bechayev. To believe in his own life. And to believe, to know that my emotions, Hahalchos b'derech yishara, if I allow them and if I help them, my emotions, my deepest emotions to flow from the essence of who I am, from really who I am, that they're coming from a good place, from yisod nafsho, from the yisod of my nefesh, shem tovim v'yishar. That I am be'etzem good. And that my deepest emotions that come from that point of who I am are be'etzem good. Somebody else has a different way, that's his way. Like the Kotsky used to say, if I am I and you are you, then I am I and you are you. But if I am you and you are me, then I'm not I and you're not you. I could repeat that, but I think you know what it means. That doesn't need to be repeated. If I am I and you are you, then I am I and you are you. But if I am you and you are me, then I'm not I and you're not you. Shem hal marilichim b'derech yishar. That they will continue if you watch yourself, that who you are, your emotions and so on will continue on in the right way. Of course you have to be careful to work. If a tshuva always means, of course, the return to oneself, which of course we'll see about that later on. Tshuva on the deepest level, it doesn't mean to return to Hashem. We'll see a very beautiful piece, a famous piece soon. Shuva doesn't mean to return to Hashem. Rav Kook writes, Shuva means to begin with to return to yourself. And once you've returned to yourself, then who you are, you need to bring to God. But for those people who are trying to return to God without returning to themselves, it doesn't work. They could only carry it for a short amount of time. I mean, everybody's different, but it cannot continue on for very long. We'll see it soon. Tshuva begins with Lo Shuv El Atzmai. To return from that state of Golos, that Rav Kook speaks about in Eretz HaKodesh, which we'll see also, Ani B'Golah. Like Yechezkel Novi says, I am in Golos. And Rav Kook writes, the I of who I am is in a state of Golos. So all this from a talking about. The beginning of Avodah, the beginning of Tshuva, is to come to that point of who you are. I'm not talking about something Kabbalistic. That to begin with, a person must have a very, very clear and basic understanding of his personality, of his faults, but of his strengths, and of the essential tov that is in him. And if a Jew says, I am not essentially good, there is something rotten about me to the core, that's chas v'sholom. It's only because for some reason along the way he's gotten misled or he's gotten confused, whatever it is, but that can't be. There's no such thing as a Jew, God forbid, like that. That at the core of who he is, the core of a Jew is Elikus. The Torah must always serve as a candle, a light to give you direction. Shal yoda yira es amokam, shesham hatous alula. And the Torah is a candle or a flashlight that will show you the place where it's most likely that you could be making a mistake. Because the truth is, shelefamim, teisa hanefesh besohu lo derech. Because sometimes the nefesh does get lost. Sometimes we do get off track and we are doing things that we shouldn't do, and we have to always use the Torah. Shulchan Aruch, halacha. Halacha means to walk. It means that a person can never say that I know that mitzad my neshama, the best thing for me is to eat on Yom Kippur. I know that mitzad me, the best thing is for me to marry a non-Jew. Or mitzad my neshama, the best thing is for me to eat chometz on Pesach. And take that and then go with all the millions of halachas, Shulchan Aruch, and the Nisei Kalim, and all the tshuvas. The Ner Laragli, the Torah is a candle, because you have to find that as a garden, because Hashem Yisbarach knows exactly who we are, and Hashem gave us the Torah, and the Torah must act as that leveler that keeps things straight. Hareini Hashem Darkecha. Now, if you're Mechal Shabbos, it means you're not being you. Sorry. I know you say it makes you feel great to work on Shabbos. It's not you. You're marrying somebody that's not Jewish, and you say, I've never been so much in love, this is really who I am my whole life, I'm waiting, this is my true love. Sorry. The candle, the flashlight of the Torah, the measuring stick, shows that on the radar of the Torah that you're off course. You feel like you're on course. You're about to die. You feel that you're on course. There's a feeling on course. You're deluding yourself. You're off course. Because the course of a Jew is halacha. Now, within halacha, sometimes it's not clear. Within halacha, sometimes it's not clear. And obviously there are situations where one has to go to a big Talmud Chacham to know that perhaps under these circumstances, in this particular situation, this individual, for instance, I just had a question. Shiloh was talking to somebody who is seriously has serious emotional problems and is now in rehab in a place far away. And there's a question about certain things that take place on Shabbos and certain other activities that could involve some Isurim Jirabanan, not their ISIS. Can that person participate in that lecture, even though the lecture is with a microphone and so on? So if you're going to answer, what do you mean you can't go? So you can't go. It's not Shaykh, it's Shabbos. Now, there are certain nuances in this situation that this person's life is mamish in danger. Because your life being in danger is not only physically in danger, emotionally this person's life is in danger, and he is capable of harming himself, which he once tried to do. So his attending every single one of these lectures and all the therapy is absolutely necessary. So if someone would just say to him, listen, I'm sorry you can't go on Shabbos, you're not taking the whole picture. There's a picture here. Hashem's Torah is a candle. And that candle is the path for every single Jew. And if it doesn't look to you that it is, if it seems that it's not, it's because you just don't know enough Torah. Then you have to go to somebody who knows more. But the Torah must always, what Rav Kook is saying, the Torah is that standard by which you have to make your decisions, the standard by which you decide where you're going and what you're doing. And the Torah will show you that the way you're going, by the way, could lead to some serious mistakes. You're beginning to get off course. You're getting off course, and that could really take you far off course with what you're doing. And you could say, no, I know myself better because I believe it. I read Rav Kook. Rav Kook said, "Ha'odam ha'yasha tzarach la'ham b'chayes." The answer is, buddy, you're not Yasha. Something happened. You know, you're a great guy, but Yasha is a very long time not there. What do you mean, I'm not Yasha? No, because you smell the taiva of something. And that taiva is making you crazy. And that taiva is taking you off course. The taiva, let's say for a girl, is taking you off course. So now you're going to justify everything you're doing. You're going to say, Rav Kook said, I have to believe in my life. That's why he says, So how do you know what's the derech yeshara? The Torah. The Torah is what tells us what is the derech yeshara. What is the derech yeshara? And if it doesn't seem to you, that way, it means that either your understanding of Torah is weak, and you need to speak to somebody else, or you're so angry, or you're so depressed that you're not able to see the entire picture. Because sometimes the nefesh wanders off into a place of tohu, of emptiness. Lo derech, it's not a derech. The Torah is the derech. And sometimes the soul wanders into a place that's called lo derech. Sohu, it's a place of tohu. Lo derech, it's not a derech. So, you always have to use halacha, have to use Torah, as that guideline of setting up the derech, the path. And to follow with you, your emotions, your personality. So I'll give you another example. There was a ma'aseh with two people that they came to, one of them came to talk to me, and I spoke to both of them. And Reuven is complaining that Shimon is, on a regular basis, embarrassing him and humiliating him in public. Reuven is complaining about Shimon. That Shimon just embarrasses him a lot, and it's very uncomfortable. So I spoke to Shimon, and I said, Reuven's been feeling pretty insulted and hurt. So Shimon's response to that was, this is a true story, Shimon's response to that was, that's how I talk. In other words, he's got to get used to it. I talk rough. That's how I thought. So I said to him, why are you saying that Reuven has to adjust? Maybe you need to make an adjustment. Maybe there are many people in your life that you have hurt, insulted, and embarrassed. And maybe you need to do some straightening out. Maybe you got a little bit off the highway. Because I don't know Reuven to be an overly sensitive guy. He's a normal guy. And based upon some of the examples that he gave me, it's pretty nasty. So he says, well, I'm a sharp person. My mouth is sharp. I said, I don't know. I didn't see any pasuk in Chumash or Navi that says that you can blame insult and humiliation on having a sharp mouth. You could use that when you're learning. And in learning, you could use a certain sharpness. But this person is being insulted, is being hurt, based upon what he has heard you say to him and about him in front of other people. You've gone, so you're trusting your instincts, because your instincts are, ever since I'm a sharp person. Yes, but Halacha would say, Chavetz Chaim would say, in Shemir Saloshin, that this territory that you're now, that you live in, where you could use your sharpness as an excuse for insulting people in public, has taken you off the derech. You're off the derech. That doesn't only mean, off the derech is not only like when you wear a nose ring and come home Friday night at 3 in the morning. You're off the derech. I don't care if you're very firm, you're off the derech. That's not the derech. It's sohu lo derech. That's called an emptiness. It's called a place of nothingness. Lo derech. There's no derech like that. Hashem never made a derech where you could insult people. You could hurt their feelings and embarrass them in public. Hashem never made a derech like that. Oh, that's your derech. Take out your flashlight or your candle. And the Torah, that's the Torah. Take out the Shulchan Aruch. Take out the Rambam. Take out the Chofetz Chaim. And check to see if you have gotten, maybe you've gone off the road. That's all. And it seems to me, I told him that you went off. You're not a bad guy, you're a nice guy. But there's nothing in Halacha that permits you to insult people because you say, I'm a sharp guy. No. You went off. So you always have to use Halacha. Torah always has to be that candle. And if you catch yourself and you're not 100% al pi Halacha, we all have weaknesses, but if you start making games that it's not pi Halacha, then you should know that's a very tohu lo derech. All of this, I don't like to talk, you don't hear really talk much about this stuff, but all of this talk about the open orthodoxy, I don't know if you heard about any of this, what's going on, there's a new brand of Yiddishkeit and so on, and to still try to feel that you're on the derech when you're not on the derech. It's not the derech. And you're not enough of a Talmud Chacham to be able to argue with true Talmid Chachamim regarding what the derech is, just because you Googled something. now you're arguing like with Rosh Hashivas and with Poskim, because you pressed a button on the computer and it came up like this, and now it says that women can wear tefillin. See, I got 15 things on my computer that says women can wear tefillin, and then you put that on the table. And it doesn't make a difference. There are yeshivas, the poskim, nothing. No, you went off. You went off. You can get back on. But then by that time, it's usually mixed up with a lot of emotional things. And very hard to get back on. But you can get back on. It takes a second. But you went off. So you always have to use halacha. That's what Rav Kook is saying. to trust your instincts, to trust your emotions, to trust your personality, and especially to trust the essential inner goodness and the holiness of your neshama, that you're be'etzem good, but always use the Torah as the measuring, as the standard of measurement to check yourself. Because you might say, I believe in my life, but there's something about your life that you should not believe in. Because it's wrong. You know why it's wrong? Because God says that's not what we do. You heard God say that? No, Rav Moshe Feinstein said it. That's good enough for me. If Rav Moshe Feinstein said it, that's, for me, that's God saying the same thing. Vaydabar Hashem l'Moshe l'Omer is the same thing. If Rav Moshe Feinstein said it, that's God. Say it. So he'll say, but Rabbi Avad Yosef disagrees with Moshe about this. So he'll say, yeah, Rabbi Avad Yosef, he's also God. I have a lot of gods. Hashem. That's fine. But don't tell me that Moshe Kapoya from Riverdale, Moshe Kapoya, he's not God. You understand? From whatever the day, I call it yeshiva, I want to give it the name yeshiva. That's not God. That's a guy in the computer. That's a guy in the computer. Period. That's not Rav Moshe. That's not Rav Avad Yosef. That's not Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's not Rav Shachter. Yibodom Achayim Achayim. That's computer. That's all. Psak Halacha. And then you go out and you make a speech to your congregation. Thus spoke the Lord God of Israel. That's it. Because your computer said it. That's not, the computer's not God. Rav Moshe is God. Of course, you know, when I say that, I'm chasus. That's Hashem speaking through the tzaddikim. So that always has to be a candle. It always has to be a light. Aval ha-maimed ha-tmidi tzarech lios ha-bitochan ha-nafshi. But the regular maimed ha-tmidi, the consistent way that one must look at oneself, is with this confidence in one's own soul. To have confidence in who you are and the goodness of who you are, Be'etzem, to trust your spiritual intuition, your instincts. And if someone is trying to tamper with that, to resist that, to fight against it, not to let it happen. So if someone walks up to you and you're learning Tanya, you're learning Sfasembis, and some well-intentioned fine rabbi walks up to you, puts his arm around you, and tells you, "No, this is not the way. What you're learning is not the way." Then you could respectfully say, "It's not your way. It's my way." But if somebody comes up to you and you're sitting during Seder with a Sports Illustrated, in the middle of you're supposed to be in Chavrusa and you're sitting with Sports Illustrated, and somebody puts his arm around and says, "You know, this is not our way," and you say, "It's my way," you say, "You need some help. You need some help. This is now officially the Seder of learning. I'm not sure what's in Sports Illustrated. It could be things you shouldn't be looking there to begin with. I'm not sure it's just baseball players. I don't know. But, I mean, even when I was a teenager, not everything in Sports Illustrated was La Kosha, you know, even when I was a teenager. So I can't imagine that somebody kashied it now. So, if you're sitting there and you're supposed to be learning and you're sitting there with a magazine and someone says, "This is not our way," he's telling you some important stuff. But if someone says, you know, let's say your way of learning, whatever it might be, as long as you have, it's connected to tzaddikim and it's connected to a mesorah of tzaddikim, then that's your way. And you should trust that. And you shouldn't let anybody ever chas v'shalom take you away from that. Rav Kook will talk about it. We're going to see a lot about that. But this whole section is on this thing. You have to be very careful. Because people do that, kaseid. In the words of an old song we used to listen to back in high school, "They'll take your heart if you let them." People do that. And a lot of that kind of gnev, a lot of those gnevas and gzeidas go on in institutions of Jewish learning. Where a Rebbe will, where there'll be a boy that has his Indian is a little bit of a different Indian, and the Rebbe has his way, and the Rebbe will squash, kill, crush that bacher. And then the Baruch will try to adapt to the way of the Rebbe, because it's natural for, especially if someone doesn't have much self-confidence, the Rebbe will try to adjust, the boy will try to adjust himself to please the Rebbe, to be more like the Rebbe. But it's just an imitation, it's an impersonation, it can only go so far. And if somebody, people, boys, guys, can become emotionally ill from such things. Emotionally ill. The trick is how to, it's always a trick of how to be in an institution and to be yourself. If we just be like in the shtetl, you know, like sitting with the Rebbe of Zushi out in the fields, like talking about Hashem, it'd be different. But the problem is we're in institutions. And when you're in institutions, you have to behave. Or else you're out. I mean, institutions have rules. And you have to keep the rules. That's a big chachma, how to do that. How to follow the rules and not to let your heart get stolen. It's a big chachma. How do you follow the rules? How do you not get thrown out? How do you not get thrown out? How do you follow the rules and not wake up one day to find that your heart is missing? Your brain, your heart. Organs get stolen all the time. All the time. You got to be careful. Hold on to your brains and your hearts, because they can get very easily stolen. To hold on. To be able to follow the rules, behave, don't get yourself thrown out of anywhere. I mean, that's good. If it's a bad place, you get thrown out. But if it's a good place, don't get thrown out. But it's a big chachma how to do that. You got to navigate. You have a lot of seichel. Be careful what you say and what you do, but don't let your heart get stolen. Your brain, don't let it get stolen. You got to hold on to it. That's who you are. You don't want to wake up one day and you're married to the wrong girl. Why are you married to the wrong girl? Because you married the girl that was right for the Rosh Hashiva. You understand? You married the girl that the Rebbe wanted to marry. But that's not you. That's not who you are. So you wake up and you say, because you married the person when you were in that place of imitating. So your marriage is also an impersonation. So then you wake up and you don't know the person you're married to. You don't feel any keshi, you don't feel any shaykhis, because you didn't marry her. The person you were pretending to be married her. You didn't marry her. So then you're married to somebody else. So Achman, this goes on all the time. You're married to somebody else. It's not for you. You were marrying her in that place of being someone else. And because of that, you gave up yourself along the way. And now, for whatever reason, you've regained yourself. You're coming back to yourself. And in the self who you are, there's no room for that, for the wife that you married. And you start to look at the person you married to like a stranger. I mean, mainly the kids are also a little bit strange. This is going on all the time. It's not your life. It was a life that you adapted for some time, and then you got yourself buried in the marriage. And if you're going to, I know you might want to say something, if you're going to ask me, how do you know if it's you or you? Don't ask me that now. Don't ask me that. You can't buy like a meter that says, you know, goes off like, this is not you. Ding, 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 ding. It comes to a lot of diving and a lot of deep learning and deep diving. And a friend, a Rebbe, you have to have 100, a friend, a Rebbe that you really, 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 really trust, because they really know you. They really know you. And it's not so pashut. I hear hadracha that people get. Like there was somebody, a girl's going out with somebody, and her mechaneches gave her hadracha that you can't go out with this boy anymore because he admitted that he listens occasionally to a goyish song. Therefore, she has much bigger problems than a goyish song. But that's what her mechaneches says. The mechaneches is a Yerushalmi lady. The bichlal doesn't have a musig who she is and who he is. The boys, I know the boys at Tzaddik. It's a wonderful boy. He's growing, he's working on himself. So that's where he's coming from. This is like, I'm ready to break up the shidduch. She has to know, the girl has to know, who am I? The boy has to know, who am I? And then together, they have to know each other and to grow up together. But when you're trying to be the mechaneches in Yerushalayim, and he's trying to be the mashgiach in Yerushalayim, whatever, and then he's not he, she's not she. So then the marriage is, he didn't marry her and she didn't marry him. So, and when that happens, that's bad. It's a lot of sadness. Is what you want to say something? No? You look like you wanted to.
What happens to those marriages?
Oh, if they're already married? Yeah, try to work it out. try to work it out. Because people are, the heart is big, and you can let somebody, you can let somebody else in a different way into your heart. Especially if you're ready, you have a marriage, you have a family, you don't want to make a churban of other people. But to try to open up. Try to open up to let more in. But still, it's not you, but it's okay. You can have a guest, and the guest can be for 50 years. But if you're still thinking that this is me, you're going to get angrier and angrier. But you can let go of that and say, no, I'm like this, she's like that. But that's okay, because she's good. She's a wonderful mother. She's a good wife. She cares for me. She has Yirat Shamayim. I think I can have her as a guest for the next 50, 60, 70 years.
It's called Lechachila.
That's not Lechachila. But we could get along. We can get along. As guests. But the Zivig Amitim Pnimi, that's not it. But a person, that doesn't mean they have to chalila run the best, and they can work it out. It depends, chas v'shalom. It could be terrible, but most Jews are wonderful people, and they can work it out. There are sad situations, they can't work it out. There's bad stuff that goes on. Most situations, they can work it out. If they open up and let in, if you let go of it, has to be the way that I want it. It has to be like me. So it's not. So, but that's who I thought I was marrying. So she's not. But in who she is now, is she a nice lady? Does she love the kids? Is she good to you? Yes? Work it out. People, work it out. Make room. Open up. You can have company for the next couple of years. It's okay. Let go of that. Let go. Doesn't mean to let go of yourself. Oh. Just have company. A path is, one of the words for a path is orach. Orach tzadikim, right? Orach tzadikim. The need of being machnis and orach is the side of Chanukah, which is or ches, the light of the eighth day. It's the need of Chanukah, where a Jew is able to see that he has much more room in his life than he thought he has. But not to give up your path. Not to give up your path. To be ma'isif aharlech, ma'isif aharlech, ma'isif aharlech. To bring more in, but never ever to let go of that or that you have, the light of who you are. You can't let go of that chas v'shalom. Ever, ever to let go of that. You can't let go of that. But you can have orch. Give you machnes orch. Friends don't have to be identical. Friends don't have to be, they don't have to be the same. But a friend can certainly be machnes orch. What, Ashkenazim and Sfarim are the same? They're not the same. They're both Jews, so at the core they're the same. But there are many differences, cultural differences, and even on the level of Shoresh HaNeshamas, there are differences. Ashkenazim and Sfarim can't get married, they can't be friends, of course they can. A husband and wife, it's chesed and din. It's chesed and gvur. They can't manage, they can manage. But one doesn't let go of oneself. It is to hold on to the self and to be machnes orch. That's a big chach, how to be machnes orch. If I figure it out, I'll let you know, okay? Now let's see if we get that. See if we get that minute. You have a minion or you have to go? You're running? We get daven? Okay. Raise your hand if you get daven now. Okay?
That's the gross dimension.
Yeah.
It's like an institution, but
it is a very big mile. It could work for you, it could work for everybody against you. I always tell that to people. They say, you became a Chassidus guy, because that's a mile for you, but you could become who you want.
They give you a lot of room.
It's also because you could end up in the apartment smoking and enjoying
it. But on that one hand, I'm not supporting that.
No, it's a very big mile. That's what the guys here have. It's a very big advantage to guys in other places. Yeah, there's a certain